2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
My God.
Your face was hilarious there, by the way.
It's just even the sound of it scares me. Yeah, I mean, anyone who knows that sound is probably already looking forward to season two of The Last of Us. And for anyone who doesn't know what that sound is, Brian Lloyd is here now to tell us all about why season one was such a hit and get us ready for more. Brian, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, but like, it's...
Have you actually seen this, by the way? Do you mind me asking?
I've seen bits and bobs.
Right.
But... the thing is,
you don't like zombies. You don't like any of that kind of horror.
No, no, it's not that I don't like zombies. It's that I don't like things where there's a small fragment of my mind that says, "Could this happen to us?"
Oh yeah, yeah. And that's this is the thing about Last of Us, right? So, for you don't know, first of all, Last of Us was based on a video game, very, very popular video game. It followed two people, Joel and Ellie, who were basically traversing the US after this massive apocalypse happens, where this fungal infection called Cordyceps takes over the entire population and basically turns them into sort of, you know, ravenous zombies. Now, the thing of it is, Cordyceps is actually real. There is an actual fungal infection disease called Cordyceps. Now, what they've done in the what they did in the TV series, and this is one of these kind of clips that you probably saw that went viral everywhere. I mean, I remember even talking about it on Ireland AM. Was that
the pair of scientists?
Correct. Yeah. Yes. There was the opening, like the cold open of one of the episodes was from the 1970s, and it was these two scientists basically having a TV debate, and one of them was talking about Cordyceps, that all it would take for it to jump from mushrooms to humans was for global temperatures to rise, like I think it was like 6 degrees.
Yeah, like this, that terrifies
me. And that's what's happened.
Yeah.
We're at like, I think we're at like five, like it's currently happening. So like the conditions are there, let us say, for this to potentially happen. Now, look, you're talking million to one odds of this actually happening. It's very unlikely. But there, as you say, there is that tiny little sliver.
This is the thing. Yeah. And I think this is why after periods of time, like, for example, the COVID pandemic,
yeah,
this is what frightens people.
Yeah.
For me, it was, I was mad into The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And I ended up having to stop watching it because, again, that part of my brain that was just going, I don't know if I can do this. Handmaid's Tale, I had the same issue
well. My wife was the same with that. Yeah, she was like, couldn't watch it anymore.
So
it
is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that element of...
life imitation.
Yeah, and it's also not just the zombies and the grotesqueness of people being pulled apart and explosions and whatever. There's real human stories at this.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. So the third episode of it was this show. The episode was called Long, Long Time, which was based on in the video game. There's this point where you come to an abandoned house and you find the remains of somebody who had lived there and they'd left a letter behind. And what this episode did was essentially take that small little moment from the video game and basically expand that out into an entire episode wherein it's about a gay couple who basically meet.
It's another viral scene, isn't it?
Yeah. But it was all basically about how, you know, this couple come together, they've survived the apocalypse and basically fall in love and have this beautiful life together where... again, and it sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Because it's in the middle of a zombie apocalypse. Yeah, it's this really warm, beautiful, romantic drama about devotion, about spending a life together. What does it mean to give yourself to somebody, even if you have nobody else there? Is it still mean something? Nick Offerman, who people would know from Parks and Rec, was in it. He won an Emmy for it. Murray Bartlett, people would remember him from the first episode, or from the first season of The White Lotus. He was the hotel manager. He was in it as well. It's brilliant. It's like it is literally like a 60-minute film, all contained in it, and it's beautiful. It was one of the best episodes of TV I saw 2 years ago when it was out. I remember seeing it. I was actually, and this is how I remember it, I was on my honeymoon. And I was in a hotel in Chile and they had sent me the screeners and I was like, yeah, grand, I'll watch it. Just because like we were kind of pottering around and in the evening then we'd like sit in the hotel room and or whatever.
And did you find yourself thinking, could I be stuck with my wife if there was a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, well, this was it. This was it. Like, it was like, I was watching it like, and it was like, Like, it really got me. Like, it really, like, I am man enough to admit it. I cried at the end of this episode. It was that, it got me that bad. I cried at the end of that episode. I
mean, you mentioned, though, that they took, like, that one segment of the video game.
Exactly, we were able to expand it
out. So, in terms of, as we move into the next season, and even looking at the first one, is this something you think is, because I think the video gaming world is bigger than ever, probably at the moment.
Jesus,
is that how things are going to be influenced in film and television going forward? Is that what season two is going
to
be?
Definitely, yeah. So there was a sequel to the first game, The Last of Us. There was a sequel called, literally, Last of Us Part 2. And the second season...
Inventive.
I know, but like, it works because it's kind of like Godfather Part 2. Like, I think it worked. Anyways, they're basically going to take this. They're going to, what they did in the first season, they're going to do in the second season. So characters that were in The Last of Us Part 2, the video game, will transport over to the TV series. Catelyn Dever, who people would know from Booksmart, she's going to play the character Abby. And, you know, Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey are back in there as well.
Amazing.
Oh yeah, who are brilliant in it. Yeah, but that's kind of it, because I mean, like, video game gaming as a kind of an industry now is close to overtaking film and television combined for how much for how much money it makes. Yeah, it is, yeah.
Well, then why is Diddy Kong Racing not?
But like, they already have it. I mean, there was a Super Mario, but there was a Super Mario Brothers movie,
fair.
And
that's
that made
fair.
Like a bajillion dollars.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
that's
you know,
fair.
That sort
that's
of way.
Fair.
And like, there was the Fallout TV series on Amazon Prime. If you haven't seen that, that was great as well. I think the reality of it is that, like, you know, the whole comic book thing is really, you know, has really been played
out. Done with it.
Yeah, and you even see it now with like kind of like what they're doing with the Beatles movie as well. The fact that they're trying.
What do you think of that?
I mean. Look, I think
that's not good.
No, I think the casting is great. I think Joseph Quinn, George Harrison, that's brilliant. And
but what do you think about the bingeable theatrical
release?
That's
the thing. That's what I'm saying to you. I'm kind of like, it's the sort of like you're trying to turn the Beatles into a Marvel cinematic universe where it's like we're going to appear in all each other's films. I mean, like, it's a novel idea. It's a novel approach. But I think musical biopics now are kind of going the route of comic book movies where it's just like every other month there's something coming out.
But do you not think it's a great way to find out which of the Beatles was the most popular?
But like, we all know, it was either Lennon or McCartney. That was it. Like, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I love George Harrison. I mean, you know, My Sweet Laura, that's a great song, and Ringo Starr and the All Stars, his little band, and all the rest of it. Yeah, they're all great.
His little band, oof.
I mean, like, come on, like, even Ringo Starr would admit he wasn't the best drummer in the Beatles. Never mind the best drummer in the world.
Tell me about the characters of Joel and Ellie, because I think. You know, they do some pretty bad things during their course of... But they're still loved by
very
the people
so.
At home. So why is that? What do you think it is about the characters?
I mean, it's like they're anti-heroes, you know, that sort of way. They're basically people just trying to survive.
I think it's her.
She's
her
brilliant.
Survival
yes.
that makes it difficult to watch
yeah,
as well.
Because the whole thing of it is that, like, the hook or the sort of the twist, if you like, of The Last of Us is that Bella Ramsey's character, Ellie, is actually immune to cordyceps. And... the first season is him basically bringing her to this hospital. And when he gets there, he realizes that she's actually going to be killed in order to be experimented on to find out the cure for it. And then the twist is that he basically decides to stop it and he rescues her.
Spoiler alert,
but it's been over 2 years. Like, come on. Like, and the game was out like 10 years ago. So, like, really, this is on you now. But he, you know, like, he's basically, has he doomed humanity by saving one person? And that's a big sort of philosophical moral quandary. It's like, you know, is one person worth all of humanity? And then it's like, well, does humanity actually deserve to survive considering what it has wrought upon itself in this TV series?
It's big questions.
Big questions. That's what I'm saying to you. And like, this whole notion that like video games are just this sort of like disposable, passable entertainment and all the rest of it. A lot of video games in the last like 5-10 years are really kind of digging into these big questions and really kind of getting people to examine what they're doing in it. Because like in The Last of Us, you can play that game through entirely without killing anyone. You don't have to kill anyone if you don't want to. It will be more difficult to get through the game and not kill anyone. But you can do it without killing anyone.
Okay.
And like, that's the whole thing of it, is that like it forces you to kind of question what you're doing. And in the Last of Us Part 2, each choice you make feeds back into the game. So in other words, if you're walking along, let's say, and you're sneaking along and you see some random dude and then you end up killing him to get past him, that person's name then gets fed into the computer, like say their name is John, and then some other person will come at you and you'll hear the voice actor in the game shout, "You killed John, I'm gonna kill you."
Oh,
that's how freaky
karma.
It gets. Like, but that's it, that's the whole thing. It's this idea that like, you know, what choices you make in the game will be fed back.
Yeah,
into
and your actions have consequences. Correct. That are going to come back and repercussions. Yeah. If you could pick a video game now to make into a movie, what would it be?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I love the Elder Scrolls. I love Skyrim.
What's that?
It's a big, long, big, huge, massive role-playing game that's very kind of like inspired by Lord of the
Rings. Role-playing game?
Role-playing
game.
Hey,
Brian.
What? What? Here. Come on now. No, this is like, no, come on. This is so wholesome.
I've never heard of it before.
You've never heard of role-playing before?
No, I've never heard of the game.
Oh, okay, right, grand. Okay, sorry. We just went off on a completely different...
Where can people see the show?
They can see it on Sky Atlantic and Now, and it starts here in Ireland on April 14th.
And would you watch each week, or would you binge?
Oh, yeah, no, I've got the screeners at home. As soon as I leave here, I'm going back to watch it, so, yeah.
But are you
going
to binge it, the whole
thing?
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I'll watch like the first... I'm going to be talking about it, so yeah, I'm definitely going to binge it. Yeah.
Okay. Well for some.
Do you want to watch it? I mean, I'll hook
you
up with a link.
Can
you? Yeah, I can try, yeah.
What about some role play? Brian Lloyd,
thank you so much for coming in
to tell us all about The Last of Us season 2.
I think you're married. Are you not married as well?
I am, but you didn't answer the question when I asked you, could you stay with your wife during a zombie apocalypse?
I can stay with her. Of course I could.
It all kicks off here in Ireland, as he said, April 14th. So that is this Monday. We'll be right back after this.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.